A year of catechesis dedicated to healing the rupture between what we profess and how we live our daily lives as believers in Christ, and to avoid do-it-yourself religions. This was announced by Pope Benedict himself Wednesday to the thousands of pilgrims and visitors to St. Peter's Square for the general audience.
Dear brothers and sisters, today's audience introduces a new series of catechesis.
To accompany Christians worldwide on the journey of the Year of Faith, which Pope Benedict opened last week, he announced that he would be interrupting his series on the Christian School of Prayer, for now, to concentrate on helping people deepen their understanding of why we believe what we believe, starting with the essential formula of faith, the Creed.
The year of faith invites us to renewed enthusiasm for the gift of our belief in Jesus Christ. The Son of God shows us the ultimate meaning of our human existence.
The Holy Father arrived at this decision following the results of the questionnaire bishops around the world were asked to answer ahead of the Synod of Bishops on the New Evangelization, which is currently underway in the Vatican. The Pope highlighted some issues this revealed, such as a faith that is passive and private, rejection of faith formation, the rupture between faith and everyday life.
Faith transforms our lives, enabling us to know and love the God who created us, to live freely in accordance with His will, and to cooperate in building a truly human and fraternal society.
In his comments in Italian, Pope Benedict said, Christians often do not even know the core of their Catholic faith, the Creed, so as to leave room for a certain syncretism and religious relativism without clarity on the truths to be believed and the salvific uniqueness of Christianity. The risk, he said, is not far off of people building a so-called do-it-yourself religion. Instead, we should return to God, the God of Jesus Christ. We must rediscover the message of the Gospel to bring it more deeply into our minds and our daily lives.
May the year of faith lead all believers to a fuller knowledge of the mystery of Christ and a deeper participation in the life of His body, the Church.
Finally, concluding his Wednesday general audience, Pope Benedict XVI had very special greetings for pilgrims from across the world, particularly those from North America, here ahead of Sunday's canonization of two great female figures of the Church in that land, Marianne Cope and Kateri Takakawitha, who will, among with others, be proclaimed saints in a solemn ceremony in St. Peter's on Sunday.
I offer a warm welcome to the Muslim and Catholic study group from the Diocese of Broken Bay in Australia. I also greet the representatives of the Jewish Federation of North America and the participants in the European Conference of the American Bankruptcy Institute. I thank the Cathedral Choir from Oslo and the Hawaiian dancers for their performance. Upon all the English-speaking visitors present, including those from England, Scotland, Ireland, Jersey, Norway, Australia, Indonesia, Japan, the Philippines, Singapore, Canada, and the United States, I invoke God's abundant blessings.
I'm Emma McCarthy.